Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Good afternoon. This is JP Ong from Money FM 89.3. Much news today actually concerned the recent interesting and surprise announcement earlier today by Keppel Corporation to make a full offer for SPH, for Singapore Press Holdings, non-media assets. And of course, this made huge news with the offer valuing SPH at 3.4 billion Singapore dollars and will see the parent company of the station delisted and become a wholly owned subsidiary of Keppel. Of course, all of this contingent, at least, on shareholders approving of the deal and also SPH successfully delisting or spinning off the media arm into a non-profit entity. The consideration is worth about $2.099 per share. And we want to break down what this will actually mean, not just for SPH shareholders, but also for Keppel shareholders, because this is a significant acquisition being made by the latter conglomerate. Well, to find out more on what this deal might actually mean for SCPH and Keppel shareholders, we're joined now on the line by Mr. Terence Chua, who's the senior research analyst at Phillips Securities, and he covers this particular space and has a couple of thoughts, actually, on what this might actually mean for shareholders and markets as a whole. Terence, thank you so much for joining us today. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, JP. Hi.
All right. So, Terence, it's an interesting deal, and I just want to break this down. You know, it is a cash consideration of about 67 cents per share, give or take, a portion of Keppel REIT units and a portion of SPH REIT units that will be given to SPH shareholders should they approve of this. The total consideration at $2.099 per share. What are your thoughts on the proposed deal, first and foremost?
Hi, JP. We believe this deal offers certainty to SPH shareholders on the value of their investment after the media restructuring. To recap, SPH had intended to hive off its media business under a new structure, a company limited by guarantee, or CLG, as part of its ongoing strategic review. So we know from management that Keppel's proposal was selected after evaluating many proposals in a competitive two-stage process in which more than 20 potential bidders, they did not announce who, had participated. So various strategic options for SPH were reviewed, we know, but eventually Keppel was selected because it delivered the highest value for shareholders and was superior across all criteria.
And that really was very consistent to what SPH's CEO said earlier today. But I do want to focus on what this will actually mean for Keppel shareholders and the company as a whole. It's a big consideration. I believe Keppel is spending more than 2 billion Singapore dollars to make this particular offer. They're also offering portions of Keppel REIT. What are the synergies, or what's the potential value that can be unlocked by Keppel should they acquire the non-media assets of SPH? I mean, basically, how much of a fit is this actually for Keppel and their long-term strategy?
It's a really good fit. Most of SPH businesses are actually synergistic to Keppel. Mm-hmm. In the near term, what is clear is the earnings accretion this deal brings. The transaction will boost Keppel's pro forma earnings, their recurring income contribution, and the AUM, which are in line with its Vision 2030 plans. What is a little less clear is what you alluded to earlier on, is what happens in the medium to longer term. Mm-hmm. Because what will happen is Keppel's gearing will rise from 0.85 times in first half 21 to just under one time should the transaction be completed. So the medium to longer term outlook is a little bit unclear, but we believe that Keppel's track record and clear monetization roadmap to create value for its shareholders will give investors some comfort in terms of its longer term strategy. Just for illustration, since October last year to the first half of 2021, Keppel has already announced $2.3 billion in asset monetization. Mm-hmm. For perspective, Keppel has a market cap of about $10 billion.
You did mention a while ago that the gearing ratio might actually rise, Terence. Does that mean that Keppel's going to be taking on significant debt should they acquire the non-media arm of SPH? Does that mean that the assets might come with a couple of debt obligations or liability pressures as well?
I think they did not announce how they will finance the deal. We understand that this will be done through internal financing. Yeah, but in addition to the internal financing, they will also be spinning off some equity in terms of the Keppel REIT. So that will push up. Collectively, that will push up their gearing. So you're right. That will push up their debt obligations. But what is more critical is their asset monetization roadmap. after the transaction.
All right. So Terence, just very quickly now, I do want to take a look at the total consideration, $2.099 per share, comprised of cash and also 0.596 Keppel REIT units and 0.782 SBH REIT units for any shareholder should they approve of this, actually. But the valuation, at least, or this component of the consideration is based on the closing price of the Keppel REIT units and SBH REIT units last Friday. So the question is, if they start to trade once again and Keppel REIT units and SBH REIT units start to gain, could this actual consideration actually rise? On the flip side, if for some reason or another Keppel REIT units and SBH REIT units decline, does that mean that the total consideration might actually even decline? Meaning, does this mean that the total consideration, is it dependent or variable based on how these REITs actually trade?
So the short answer to your question is no. The consideration is final. The movement of the share price post transaction will not affect the value or the amount that Keppel will give to their shareholders. We also believe that there will likely be a cap. Well, difficult to predict the rise, but there will likely be a cap on the rise of Keppel REIT share price because of the release of a larger float to the market. So there will likely be a cap on the rise of the share price for Keppel REIT.
All right, interesting thoughts there. And we'll see just how these Keppel Corp, SBH, and their associated REITs actually trade if and when the companies decide to ask for a lifting of the trading halt and when they start trading out of the open markets. But definitely big news there. I'd like to thank Terence Chua, the senior research analyst at Phillip Securities today, for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to talk about the deals. Terence, thank you so much, and do stay safe and have a good Monday ahead, sir.
You too, JP.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.